something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Communion of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you have your Bible? Would you like to open it now? All right. Open into your Bible. 2 Corinthians in chapter 13. Chapter 13 and verse 14. Can you read that for me? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. And everybody said amen. I want to major on that word, the communion of the Holy Ghost. The word communion. He says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. And then he tells us the communion of the Holy Spirit. The communion of the Holy Spirit. So keep that in your mind as we look into three words that come from the word communion. This is translated from the Greek word koinonia. These three words are, number one, fellowship. Number two, partnership. Number three, distribution. These are three important synonyms of that word, koinonia. Fellowship, partnership. Distribution. I want us to look at something. Would you turn into 1 Corinthians in chapter number 1? But of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Notice something here. Of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us. Of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God. Now, he says, who's he talking about? Look at verse 28. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are. Who is he talking about? God Almighty, right? Okay. That no flesh shall glory in his presence. Still talking about him. Then it says, of him are ye in Christ Jesus. So of God are ye in Christ Jesus. Who of God is me? So I am in Christ Jesus by God, and Jesus himself is made unto me, what it is out here, by God. So there's something about this relationship. The Father himself did something. Jesus is involved here. All right. First Epistle of St. John, chapter 1, and verse 3. Have you seen it? John says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that he also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So, the Father has brought us into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. Is that right? Okay. Go back to 1 Corinthians in chapter 1. Look at verse 9. He says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. John says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The Father brought us into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's what we just read here. It says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. Where is God? Okay, let me make it easier for you. Where is the Father? Where is the Father? Where? Come on. Where is the Father? The Father is in heaven. I like what he said. He said, for this session, he's in heaven. Excellent. Yeah, absolutely. The Father is in heaven. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Okay, how many of you say, in me? Many hands. Look around and see who agrees with you. Wow. How many of you say, heaven? There are just as many. How many of you say, he's around us? There are few. How many of you say, I'm not sure? Jesus is in heaven. Now that's very simple. Remember, the Bible tells us that Jesus ascended from the earth into heaven. All right? And he went to the Father. He went there. So, and then he said he'll come again. And he hasn't come yet. So he's there. So you see, the Father is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. And yet the Bible says that we have been called into fellowship with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. So this is a legal document. We have a legal fellowship with Him. Here is this wonderful relationship. But He's not here. He's in heaven. So all the time you're singing, I love Jesus, He's in heaven. Can He hear you? Of course He is. And then you say that you experience the love of Jesus. How many of you experience the love of Jesus? Wonderful, but He's in heaven. So, the Father is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. So, this fellowship seems more like it's a legal fellowship. Because it's not here. So, the first scripture that I gave you said something. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. He said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This message is brought to you by Love World Center, Section 237, Allotment 59, Garahu. National Capital District, State Lease Volume 46, Folio 32. Worship with us on Sundays. First service 8 a.m. Second service 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. Fridays. Prayer service 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +675-832-42505, +675-793-71929, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. This is the continuation of the message, Communion of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, he said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. So he lets us know what we can enjoy from God, what we can enjoy from Jesus, what we can enjoy from the Holy Spirit. The grace of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the law was given by Moses. It came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. What about God? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He's already proved his love. Doesn't have to prove it again tomorrow. He's already done it. So the Father has proved his love. He couldn't do any more than he did when he sent Jesus Christ. That's all he needed to do. And he's done it. He doesn't have to do it again. He already did the most that could be done by sending Jesus. Whatever love of God you experience today is not a new thing. It's not something he's extending. No, it is based on what he already did. Because he already did the most that should have ever been done. Now you can enjoy it. The grace of Jesus Christ has been poured out on us by his death for you. Now enjoy that grace. There couldn't be anything better he couldn't do any more than he already did on the cross of Calvary. But there's something that continues. It is the communion of the Holy Spirit. The communion of the Holy Spirit. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And this is so important because Christianity without the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is dead. So when he brings you into that fellowship with the Father and the Son, you can only enjoy the fellowship with the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes the presence of the Father and the presence of Jesus real to you. The Holy Spirit transports you into that presence of God. The Holy Spirit brings to you the presence of God, such that wherever you are, you experience the presence. Then you find God doesn't go from you. God doesn't come to you. You are in him, and he is in you by the Holy Spirit. Understand it. When you were born again, you were immersed into God by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, by one Spirit, the Holy Ghost, were we all baptized, immersed into one body. What body is that? The body of Christ. And what is the body of Christ? Christ. You were immersed by the Holy Ghost when you were born again. So you were born into God. Then you received the same God who immersed you into himself. You now received him to live in you. You received the Holy Spirit to live in you. I am in my Father, and the Father is in me. That has now become your experience. The same thing that Jesus said has become your experience. He said, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. When you were born again, you were born into him, and then you received him into you. That's when you were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now you say, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Understand this. Why you're here? It is absolutely accurate to call the Holy Spirit your Father. Let me explain to you, because this is so important, until you know who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is not junior God. No. A lot of people think the Father is up here, then the Son is next, and then the Holy Spirit is next. Do you know who Jesus called the Holy Spirit? He called him Father. Are you surprised? He said, my Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Not my Father in heaven. He talked about his Father in heaven, and he talked about his Father in him. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father. He said, my Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. The works of God are done by the Holy Spirit. He's the doer. The doer of the works of God. And this is something you have to recognize in your life. The Holy Spirit in your life is your key to extraordinary and absolute, unchanging success. Read your Bible. None of those who received this Spirit was ever defeated. Not one. Not one. Not one of them was a failure. Not one. Everyone who received him gained the mastery. Everyone who received him became a champion. The trouble with a lot of Christians is that they don't recognize him. They don't know who he is. They think he came to give them an influence. The Holy Spirit is more than an influence. The Holy Spirit is God. Tell somebody the Holy Spirit is God. Say it again, the Holy Spirit is God. One more time, the Holy Spirit is God. Yeah. And when you study in the New Testament, you'd find the expression used of God in several ways. The context will let you know whether at that point, when he uses the term God, is he talking about the Godhead? Is he talking about the Father? Is he talking about the Holy Spirit? Learn to study the Word. It'll help you. Tell somebody he's more than an influence. It's one thing to receive the Holy Spirit. It's another thing to be in fellowship with him. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit is not difficult. One of the things you're going to learn is simply listening to the Holy Spirit and acting on his word. It's the best place to be in life, when you can train yourself to listen to the Holy Spirit and never get confused about, is he the one talking to me? Is it my head? Is it the devil? You know, people say, I don't know whether it's my mind or is it God? That should not be a problem. Once you begin with the recognition of the Holy Spirit as a person, he's a person. And he doesn't live outside you. He lives inside you. And he's not sitting in a quarter in your body or in a certain room in your spirit. No, he's mingled with your spirit.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Love World Center, Section 237, Allotment 59, Garahu. National Capital District, State Lease Volume 46, Folio 32. Worship with us on Sundays. First service 8 a.m. Second service 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. Fridays prayer service 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +675-832-4250, +675-793-71929, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.